Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, January 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Donald Trump made history on Monday in Iowa. 98 out of 99 counties. 30% margin of victory, 51 to 21. Next closest was 19, and Vivek Ramaswamy came in fourth, with, I think, with like 6 or 7. He dropped out and endorsed Donald Trump. Now, after Iowa, Trump's going to go to New Hampshire next week and win there. Every single poll in America has Donald Trump leading in the Republican primary nomination. Why? Because only Donald Trump has the guts, the stones, the backbone to go and do what needs to be done to fix this country. It's broken. Democrats in executive elected positions ruin states and ruin countries, especially if they get their Democrat majorities in the House and the Senate. That's my opinion. And again, I'm not a Republican. I'm a constitutional conservative. I go after both parties. I want people, patriots, veterans, business people, to be running things in our government. Not bureaucrats and not politicians. Not people who, where this elected position is the best paycheck they've ever had in their life. Back in my younger days, when Vicky and I were just totally focused on business, 24 hours a day, we went to work together. We went home together. We had dinner together. We watched some TV. We went to bed. We got up and did it again for over 20-some years. Didn't care about any other outside politics, organizations, meetings, none of that. Heck, I don't even think we went to the PTA. I think Vicky did. But you know what? Our life changed as we got older. Sold the businesses, moved to northern Michigan, and guess what? All of a sudden was led into politics. Why? Because I bought a $100,000 semi-truck, became an independent owner-operator, drove my semi to truck driving school, paid $4,000, got every single endorsement you could possibly get. I wanted to be able to haul anything, explosives, dynamite, fireworks, ammunition for the military bases, toxic chemicals, completely trained on handling and securing all that. Learned which placards I had to put out, flip out on the side of the trailer as I was literally a bomb going down the road. Did it for 4 years. And basically said, 440,000 miles, that's it, I'm done. This economy sucks. Couldn't get a load out of Atlanta, Georgia. Take me off the board. I dropped the trailer at a FedEx Custom Critical. No, it was Panther Expediting at the time in Ohio, Seville, Ohio, I believe. Bobtailed home, sold my semi for more than I paid for it. I put a lot of improvements into it. Listen to satellite radio every single day. Had a lifetime subscription to Sirius Radio, satellite radio. little old-fashioned receiver with an antenna up on the dashboard. And every single morning, the morning show, then we got into Sean Hannity's show after Rush Limbaugh's show. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Then went right into Special Report with Britt Hume. Yes. Bill O'Reilly. All of it. Sean Hannity's and Alan Combs' show. Yes, listened constantly. Also had to stay in the bunk for 10 hours a night. 24-hour clock. You can only be on duty, not driving and driving, for 14 hours. You must be in your bunk for 10. You can only drive for 11. The wheels can only be turning for 11. You have 3 other hours on duty, not driving. What does that mean? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what that means. Those hours are assigned for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 11 hours of driving at 60 miles an hour on cruise control, averaged about 620 miles a day. Why? Because you have to slow down for exit ramps to go get fuel, and then you have to speed up on the ramp coming back on. So at 60 miles an hour for 11 hours a day, should have been 660, it wasn't, it was 610, it was 605, it was 620, whatever. If I had topped off the tanks, I had 300 gallons of fuels at 6 miles a gallon, I could go 1,800 miles without stopping. Those days I got, one day I think I got actually 656. I was jamming that day. I think it was even cruise was set at 62. 10 hours in a bunk. Are you kidding me? I can't sleep for 10 hours. Except when I was high school playing football. But I said, seriously, this rule is stupid. Got out at 2 o'clock in the morning to let Mr. Hunter out, my yellow lab that was riding with me in the truck all the time. He had to go to the bathroom, woke me up, we took him out. I had a state trooper in Maine or New Hampshire or wherever the heck I was. Excuse me, driver, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm holding a leash. I've got a yellow lab on the other end, and he's peeing on the rock over there. What do you mean, what am I doing? You're out of your bunk. You've got to do a reset. Excuse me, sir. I don't have to do a reset because my dog had to go pee, and he has more rights than I do. You can't give me a ticket for being out of my bunk and force me into a 10-hour reset because I have an animal. You need to learn your own federal Department of Transportation regulations, sir. So you need to get out of my face because now me and my dog who just peed on a rock is going back into my bunk. Have a nice night. I open the door, lifted Hunter up into the truck, slammed the door, locked it, and pulled my curtain shut. I've lived it all. I've seen it all. And the point of the matter is this. Okay, politics became part of my life when I came home. It was on a reset. Take me off the board. I'm going home for a week or two. Miss Vicky's honey-do list is a mile long. I got to get home and take care of my family. Take me off the board. I'm out of here. And I'm sitting there at home watching on Fox News, I think it was, a debate of presidential candidates in 2008. And I really, really, really liked this hillbilly from Arkansas. A Baptist minister, pastor, who had done radio when he was younger, who was the governor of the state of Arkansas, the 44th governor, by the way, who supported the fair tax. Get rid of the IRS completely, shut it down. stop charging us taxes based on income. Get rid of the corporate income tax, the personal income tax. Shut it down. Repeal the 17th Amendment. 16th Amendment, excuse me. Whichever one, I'll look it up. And you know what? This guy had a lot of common sense. He spoke the truth. His name was Mike Huckabee. He ended up holding a rally at Birch Run Expo right there on I-75 in Frankenmuth, Michigan, Friday night, January 11th, 2008. I got my pickup truck. I fought a snowstorm, got down there, and he was speaking upstairs. And the room was respectful. It was quiet. It was a bunch of nice Republicans coming in hearing Mike Huckabee talk. And he brought up the fair tax, a book I had read while I was in my bunk in Georgia. I bought it at the truck stop, the Petro, there on the 285 bypass. I had 34 hours to reset. I read it in one weekend. I absolutely love the national fair tax. Shut the IRS down. Make April 15 just another gorgeous spring day, is what Mike Huckabee said. And when he said that, I said, I like Mike. I like Mike. I started the room chanting. He looked over at me and he's like, who in the heck is this fat guy in a Walmart sweater? I got to meet him that night. I got my picture taken with Ed Rollins, Mrs. Janet Huckabee, and Mike. And he asked me to speak for him at the Charlevoix County Lincoln Day Dinner the next night in Charlevoix. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I'm like, what the heck were you thinking? My 50th birthday, January 12, 2008, I spoke in front of all the people there at the castle in Charlevoix. And that's where it all began. Man, has the party changed since 2008. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just Leathers.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you, honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number two. If you haven't ever read it, I would like you to get a book, go on Amazon or wherever, and get a copy of Mike Huckabee's Do the Right Thing. Inside the movement that's bringing common sense back to America. Picture of Mike back when he was thinner and younger, when he ran for president of the United States in 2008. He did it again in 2016, and Donald Trump kicked his butt real quick. I want you to go to page 165 in the hard cover, hardbound cover of that book. And it says on page 165, the fairness and the force of the fair tax. One of the reasons I was reluctant to finally end my presidential campaign was because I knew the remaining public voice for the fair tax would be silenced. I was not merely an advocate for the fair tax because of the campaign. I hope to continue being a cheerleader for an idea that I truly believe can and will change America for the better. But I realized that while I might have been the most public voice for the fair tax at that moment, the movement was actually driven by the same folks who had made the campaign a success. Who really drove the campaign? It really wasn't me, or even Chip Salzman, the manager, or Ed Rollins, the chairman and political consultant. It wasn't even the paid staff. It wasn't political superstars with marquee names who graced the sets of the Sunday morning political talk shows. It turned out that it was really people, like the fair tax supporters, who really drove the campaign. The real quote-unquote drivers were guys like Randy Bishop, a Michigan truck driver and Huckabee supporter extraordinaire. He drove his 18-wheeler across America with magnetic signs on the cabs showing his support for me and enlisted other drivers to do the same. I met Randy at a rally at a freezing cold January night in Michigan where he came. He asked if I could be in Charlevoix, Michigan the next night. I explained that I would love to, but was already scheduled to be preaching at a big megachurch in South Carolina the next night. He told me it was the Charlevoix County GOP event that would be held there the next night, and that we needed someone from the campaign to be there and speak for me. Well, I looked at Randy and I said, "Why don't you go and do it?" He said, "Me? I'm not a speaker or a politician. I'm a truck driver, and I don't even own a suit right now that fits me. I wouldn't even know what to say." I told him, quote, I'd be proud if you'd represent me. I don't care if you have a suit or not. You're the exact reason why I'm running for president. And you don't have to be a politician or a professional public speaker. Just go there and tell the folks why you're supporting me. Randy told me he'd do it, and he did. He became a symbol for all the campaign was about. And I told his story across the country in rallies. It was my goal to make him the most famous truck driver in America. The Randy Bishops of the world were the wind beneath my wings in the campaign. I tried to tell his story in speeches, but he actually tells it best. I want to share his words, which I asked him if I could share via an email that he had sent into our campaign, and we posted it on our website. Here is his remarkable story, told by Randy Bishop himself. It starts on page 166. Hey, everyone. Sound familiar? I go on pages 166, 167, 168, and it concludes on page 169. My last paragraph, it says, Governor Huckabee, I tried to do the best for you. I hope I didn't say anything to hurt your campaign or anything that you didn't want me to bring up. But like I told you at the Birch Run rally, I'm just a truck driver, and I want you to be our next president. God bless you and Janet. I think God has his hand in everything we are doing in this campaign, and hopefully we will deliver a win for you in Michigan this coming Tuesday. Thank you for the opportunity, Randy. That was an email, those three pages, 166, 67, and 68, in the last paragraph on page 169 that I emailed to the campaign. He contacted me, and he said, Randy, can I take ownership of your words? My publisher wants to put it in my book. I signed the form, and you know what? Mike Huckabee copied that email, folks. Everything that's in this book, Do the Right Thing, starting on pages 166 through 169, were my exact words from that email, word for word. Mike Huckabee did not change one word of it. Copy and pasted it into his book. That's how I got started in politics. It's in the book. Do the Right Thing. He's even got pictures of me passing out those magnetic truck signs. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter.